It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Packers did something very similar to another team the Texans played this year.
Is this a blueprint to try and defend Stroud and limit him going forward?
Oh, 100%. Specifically without Nico Collins on the field. You know, I said last week, even they scored 40, Nico was missed, and you saw it again. So if this Houston offense is still going to be relatively poor running the football on first down, they've had some explosives, but not consistent enough, and they get into those obvious passing situations. This offensive line, since week one, has struggled in obvious pass situations to protect C.J. Stroud. He's just covered up against it. Now this is two moments where teams are running this very specific scheme and having a ton of success doing it. Everybody's going to try to do it.
Everybody's going to continue to try to do this. The Vikings had success. He said also that they stole from what Brian Flores did, and it worked for Brian Flores. We saw that was a bad performance from the offense, and then it worked again. I would imagine, Clint, this is going to be something that the Texans are going to have to deal with until they can show that they can operate out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it would be criminal if defensive units and defensive coordinators around the league didn't try to some degree duplicate what it is Minnesota did and what it is that Green Bay did this week. I mean, because look, Green Bay's got some good players. Green Bay doesn't have a guy that just lines up and puts his hand in the dirt and whoops your ass the way
they have been complaining about Gary.
Yeah,
leading into that.
I mean, but watch him play. I mean, he's not on that level. He's not a real twitchy player like Jonathan Greenard. I mean, he's a big dude, but they got some good players, but they don't have guys that are just going to win one-on-one battles over and over and over again. That wasn't the case with the Texans. It wasn't about one-on-one battles. It was about miscommunications. It was about poor scheme. It was about the TE games and twist games inside by middle linebackers kind of deal. I mean, it wasn't one guy lining up and just destroying you. So, it would be criminal if teams did not, you know, try their damnedest to do what Green Bay and Minnesota did. Now, whether it's what Minnesota did and they just got a couple of dudes that are winning one-on-one battles versus tight ends a lot of the times, or it's what Green Bay did, it's all about personnel. I mean, do the teams moving forward that you play, do they have the guys that are capable of playing at that level? Do they have a unit that's capable of executing those things flawlessly over and over and over again that can handle that level of game plan to where they just kind of pick and choose where they want to do these different twist games on offensive linemen? I don't want to sell that part of it short, but yes, Ron, every defense the Texans face moving forward to some degree are going to get what the Texans got against Green Bay and what they got up against Minnesota. But here's the deal. It wasn't like crazy blitz rates. I mean, they blitzed on third down a lot. They didn't blitz on first and second down. And when they did blitz, it wasn't like they lined up and blitzed everybody.
Zero blitzes.
Yeah, I mean, they executed some fairly safe blitzes, right? Like the stuff with the two inside linebackers, those are dogs, not blitzes. A dog is linebackers coming, blitzes are DBs coming, right? I mean, so it was a relatively safe way to attack a quarterback the way that the Packers did. It wasn't like they took a bunch of risk and just showed cover zero and brought all this pressure. I know it looked like it when we were watching it, but that's not what they did.
They would walk a lot of people up.
Sure, they'd
back out, and then some would. Because I remember one time they walked up, it seemed like everybody, and the only person that actually came was the safety off the edge. Like they would do.
Yeah.
The only thing, just listening to you speak about this is, you know, like some of the examples we gave, like, hey, man. Yeah, you got to have Bill Belichick to try to confuse you know, Peyton Manning, or what they would do to the Chiefs a lot, where they would put Stephon Gilmore on Travis Kelce and double team, Hill. Everybody doesn't have the ability to have Stephon Gilmore to do this. What you're saying, it seems like most teams should at least have the ability to be able to do those type of blitzes, right? Like, if this
should,
is something,
yes.
You know what I mean? If this is
especially the ones on this schedule moving forward.
It'd be one thing if it's like, all right, man, hey, Quinnen Williams just kicked the Texans' ass last year. Everybody don't have Quinnen Williams. But everybody can watch film and do those dog blitzes.
Yeah.
Everybody has them. So that's the other part of this concerning with the Texans. It should be fixable. But if this is giving you problems like it did against Minnesota, like it did against Green Bay, it's not like this is something everybody isn't capable of doing it. This isn't a deal of, well, they got a special player or a special group of guys. Like, the Brady thing is like, yeah, get in Brady's face. Yeah, everybody don't have Strahan, OC,
right.
Justin Tuck across the front line. This is a case where, as you said, the Packers just, like, any two linebackers can do those stunts.
Yeah, I think for me, they are very basic in what they're doing. I think for me, as we move forward, Ron, it's like for Indy, like, does Indy really have defensively an in-your-face style of play? They typically do not, if I remember correctly. Do they have the in-your-face type of play? Do they have a corner that they feel as good about as, what's my man's name in Green Bay, their number one corner?
Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander. Do they, and he's trying to fight guys all over the field all day long. Like, do you have that mentality on your, if you don't, it's going to be hard to be that all of a sudden just be, we're going to bring all a crazy level of physicality.
They got speed, like, they got speed in Franklin.
But,
those linebackers that will.
Yeah. No, that's the only part that, as we say, can other teams do it is like, I mean, I don't know that you're going to be able to replicate their personnel. I don't know that you're going to be able to replicate their physicality, their in-your-face style, but you're definitely going to be able to execute some of these some of these blitzes.
I'm just like, who are the Vikings corners? Because they were kind of rolling the same way, leaving their guys out there.
Yep.
And that was with Nico on the field doing the same thing. It's interesting to see if this is something, because the other part of this, Clint, is it is very clear, and it came out even more, fellas. Like, we ain't seen CJ that frustrated. Like, that ticked off, appearing that, you know, I don't know if confused or what, but there was that was a CJ out of his element. Yeah. And the thing is, like, is it pressure that's causing that? Is it, obviously that's pressure, but I mean, is it because I'd imagine, and you could attest to this more, you've played quarterback of the league. I would imagine pre-snap, the way that the Vikings and the Packers did this, where you got all these guys standing up here, you don't know who's going to leave, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking a lot. You're trying to figure out a lot and causing a lot of stress. And then they're executing it. It just seemed like levels of frustration we hadn't seen before. We talked about this in the offseason, Clint. All right, teams have time to watch film. What are they going to try to do to get to them, to try to cause maybe potential weaknesses? I don't know if this is a weakness for CJ, but clearly we're seeing a different player.
Yeah.
And how he is reacting to things.
Yeah, by the way, the Minnesota Vikings, they've got Stephon Gilmore and Shaquille Griffin was the other corner, but Gilmore's definitely one of those kind of guys, one of those caliber guys. But to answer your question, Ron, like, the frustration is when you expect to have success. As a quarterback, you line up and it looks so simple, right? Again, I'll go back to the conversation I heard the In the Loop guys having on the play that Jeff Schwartz broke down, where CJ Stroud, Dalton Schultz blocks down and the outside guy ends up coming and just de-cleats CJ Stroud from his backside. Like, on that play, the Texans slid the offensive line in the same direction where the running back was free releasing.
Who?
Like, who in the hell does that? Like, it doesn't make sense. You slide away from the running backs for where the running back is free release, and that way the quarterback's backside is taken, everybody over there is taken care of. And then if he gets pressure, the DB, the defensive player that comes right in his face, the running back's right there hot, you give the ball to him.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.